4 minutes past 11. Great to be with you on this Wednesday morning with Gareth Hall here on RSN Central. Well, William Pike, he leads the Australian Jockeys Premiership at the moment by 43 wins. He's been one of racing's biggest stars, and fans would just head to the races, especially in WA, just to watch William Pike ride. They would chant out his name from the stands, and he basically has been WA racing for the last decade. But now he's leaving that jurisdiction because he doesn't want to compete in a state that makes you have to be double vaccinated to compete in the sport that he loves and adores. So he's moved on and he'll be competing in New South Wales from mid-February. And William Pike now joins us here on RSN Central to tell his story. Hello to you, William. Good morning.
Good morning, Gareth. How are you?
Good, thanks, mate. Pike, It's been a big couple of months. How are you feeling at the moment?
Oh, yeah, not too bad. A little bit sort of, I suppose, quite a few changes on the riding, so a little bit apprehensive, but also looking forward to any challenges that lay ahead as well.
I guess the question everybody wants to know, Pike, is why won't you get vaccinated?
Well, it's probably more a question to sit down and you have a cup of coffee over.
Yeah.
Probably not something that you discuss on a radio show.
Yeah.
But I've got my own personal and private reasons for it. And, yeah, I'll have a coffee with you one day and we can talk about it.
Have you been surprised with the way that how have the people that you're close to, especially the jockeys and the trainers that you work with on a daily basis, how have they reacted to this? To your decision, especially now to move to New South Wales, Pikey?
They're all pretty well unanimous. They all just, I don't know, they all kind of leave me to my own business type of thing. Most of them sort of seem the approach that it's, sort of none of their business, and I'll do what I do and they do what they do, and doesn't feel like there's any change at all in the room.
Have you felt that, especially in WA, that racing's let you down? Or are you quite happy with the way that it's been handled and you think, well, if that's the decision they want to make, I can move on to New South Wales now and start my career in a different state?
No, everyone's... It's just such uncharted waters. Everyone's doing what they think is right for themselves and their industry. So, obviously, I would love to have kept riding in WA, but that's sort of not an option. Yeah, so no, everyone's had to do what they need to do to keep their respective industries going. So no, there's no animosity or anything like that from my side. It is what it is, and I'm exploring all options to keep going.
Pikey, I know that you've got a lot of close people around you and that have helped you throughout your career. Jack Cocker was a man that... was your mentor and he was your master when you first started riding. Did you have a chat to him about all of this? And what was his response?
Yeah, no, I went and seen him and had a chat with him about it all. He's sort of, I suppose, a two-pronged approach. He wants me to keep going. He said, you're too young to stop, so just keep going. And, he's definitely that old attitude that you've got to work, so keep working.
Because I've said it on this radio station before, Pike, and I respect you as a man. I've been able to watch you closely and seen what you've been able to do for racing, a game that I love, and how popular you are, and you get people through the gates. I disagree with your stance, but as you pointed out, it's your decision. I respect your decision and your choice in life. What about from a point of view from leaving WA now, going to New South Wales, are you excited about that challenge? Because as you pointed out, WA was your home. You had your farm, you had everything that you basically wanted, but now you have to pick up and start all again. Are you excited about that now?
Yeah, definitely. Always a sort of a new challenge on the horizon. Obviously, it just sort of the circumstances of how it come up sort of were a bit tree off a bit, but definitely excited for the challenge. And as I said, maybe I'm just going to Sydney to unwind for a bit, turn the other way.
So, when did you make that decision to go to Sydney?
Sort of started with that to make a few inquiries first and make sure that it was actually achievable. And then after a few phone calls, then it, yeah, I just sat down one night and spoke with the family and, yeah, just made the decision.
When do you plan to head there?
I haven't got an exact date yet because my licence is still... I've only just put the application in, so I've still got to get approval yet. So, yeah, I'll wait till... I don't have definite dates just yet.
Yeah. And it's such a big move as well. Is the family going with you, Pikey?
Initially, they won't. I'll go across and sort of try and settle in and, you know, I suppose I'd go across for about a month or so and then look to bring them across if everyone's happy and things look like they're going along okay.
Yeah. A few SMSs coming through, Pikey. What about your farm, mate? Who's going to look after the cows for you? Or are you going to buy a farm in New South Wales?
well, I don't know. I suppose we'll see how things go, I guess. I definitely like the farm life. If I have enough success and like it enough over there, then it's probably something I would look to do one day, but it's a long way off yet.
Yeah.
And the farm at home, well, it's a giant piece of land. It's not going anywhere, so I suppose the neighbours or I'll find someone to strike a deal with there, I guess.
Pikey, when you did that interview with Freedom Media and it was... I was fascinated watching it, Pikey. You had a media conference with two of your horses there. Do you regret that that interview if you had your time again?
No, not really. I just wish I had got a few of my messages across a bit clearer.
Yeah. When
I said media, I probably generalised too much because a lot of the guys have actually been very good to me. And continue to be very good to me in all sort of sides of the media, not just racing, but racing in particular being very good to me. And when I said that, I probably meant a few people in particular, and I've generalised too much. And so, but anyway, that's the problem when you've got a camera in front of your face and you've got a Year 9 education.
I read an article in The Age today, Pikey, and it says that... you're reluctant to get vaccinated because you had a flu shot 20 years ago and you had a bad reaction to that. Is that the main reason that you won't get vaccinated at the moment? I know that you said at the start of the interview, we'll have a coffee and discuss all this, but I just thought after I read that, is that the main reason or is there other reasons behind it as well, Pike? And you don't have to go into the other reasons if there is other reasons.
No, that is generally one of the main reasons why. So I said that if you want to, yeah, we'll delve into one day over a coffee. But yeah. That is definitely one of the main reasons why I wasn't sick. I tried to do preventative measures and got really sick. So it didn't add up in my mind to try that again.
Are you worried that if you do go to New South Wales, the rules might change, or is it just a situation where you're just going to take every day as it comes, in a way, Pikey?
Well, I sort of have to take every day as it comes. It's definitely a possibility that the situation will change, and, they're the rules. All I'm trying to do is stay within the rules. I'm not asking for anything special or anything like that. I'm just trying to stay within the rules, and the rules at the moment over in Sydney... allow me to ride, so that's what I'm going to pursue. So, yeah, no, I have to take each day as it comes because each day, you know, this whole thing for a while now, each day seems to bring something different. So I'll just try and adapt as I can and, hopefully it can be some sort of smooth sailing, but I suppose time will tell.
With champion rider here, William Pike on RSN Central, talking about his move to Sydney after... He won't be able to ride in WA from February 5 because you need to be double vaccinated. Pikey, I've known you for a while. You're such a, you've been such a wonderful ambassador for the game of horse racing. And whether you like it or not, you've been the face of racing, especially in that state in WA. People go to the races to watch you ride. People love watching you ride. People love backing you, Pikey. Has this, because of who you are, has it been tough on your family and especially personally in the last couple of months because of all of the talk about your stance on this issue?
Well, obviously, it's probably generated a lot more talk than if it was someone else.
Yeah.
Which is, obvious. It's just the way the world works. as far as a family front goes, I think we're pretty united, and we know what we know who we are and what we're sort of willing to do. So, no, we're very united and as happy as can be under circumstances.
What when you sat down and told Bob Peters, Mr. Peters, what did he say to you, and how'd that conversation go?
Oh, that was a conversation. No, I'm too much of a chicken for that. That was a conversation for the manager.
You didn't ring Bob, because Bob's been a mentor in a way for you, hasn't he? You get advice on not just about races, but in life. He's helped you in other parts of your life, Pikey, is that right?
Yeah, well, he's always offered advice when I've needed it, and always look up to successful people like that. They he's been there and done a lot of things and done it a lot better than I have, so I always try to follow advice.
But you're a little bit too scared to ring about this situation, William.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. So what it was, Dale Verhagen, he made the call to Mr. Peters. I did see Mr. Peters at the races after and had a quick little chat. It wasn't anything too exciting, but just a quick little chat. And yeah, I think he's much the same. He's evolving with it as it all unfolds, and he will no doubt he'll forge on, and he'll find probably the next person and turn him into a star as well.
Are you excited about the challenge, Pikey, about heading to Sydney, taking on the likes of James McDonald, Tommy Berry, Timmy Clark, Nash Rewilla? It's a competitive jockey's room in New South Wales.
Yeah, definitely. You look at the list and some big names, and especially with the form that a lot of the guys are in right now too. It's definitely not going to be easy. I'm not expecting to walk up and have a walk up head start or anything like that. I'm well aware that it'll be hard work. But at the same time, it'll be a good challenge, and a bit of an eye opener, I'm guessing. A whole lifestyle change, so. I'm looking forward to the challenges, but at the same time, I know that it's going to be a challenge.
After having success during a Melbourne Spring Carnival and also that experience when you went to Hong Kong, do you think that holds you in really good stead about this move to New South Wales now, especially with the success that you had in Melbourne, that you belong in against these best riders on the eastern side of the country?
Yeah, well, that was never really a thought much in my mind anyway. I was always being confident in my ability. Those things, the way they unfolded, I was never going across to prove a point, but luckily for me, I had success. So maybe I proved a point to some people that didn't think I could. So, but for myself, I always thought I could do it. And I suppose, but it's always nice once you've done it, I guess.
Yeah. Hey, Pikey, what would your message be to people out there that might not agree with your stance? What would your message be to them?
Oh, I'm not much of a philosopher, mate. I don't know. I'm just a bloke just trying to carry on. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to make choices that I think are right for me.
When do you head to you head in the middle part of February, and you still got a couple more weeks left in WA. I think you're suspended at the moment. Is that right, Willie?
Yeah, I'm suspended just at the moment, but I think I'll squeeze a few meetings in before I leave.
Have you had a chat to any of the trainers over there? Will you be riding track work for any of them, or are you just going to wait and see what happens when you arrive in New South Wales?
I'll just wait and see and figure it out as I go, because as I said, it has sort of all come up pretty sudden, and we're trying to keep as much of it as quiet as I could for as long as I could, because
that didn't work, Pikey, very well.
No, but even as far as coming across to Sydney, like, I didn't want to start touting it if it wasn't actually a possibility. So, yeah, things are in the overdrive right now.
Willie, thanks for coming on. I know it's difficult for you to talk about this situation, and I respect your choice. And
I feel like I've just come off an episode of 60 Minutes here.
No, not quite, Pikey.
not a current affair, mate.
Hey, have you signed up on 60 Minutes yet? Surely you get a contract to tell your story.
No, I was
there.
Actually waiting for them to come knock on my door and just do their piece.
I heard there's a few other people chasing you today as well, William. And I imagine, mate, it's going to happen a lot. You're going to get asked all of these questions, especially now heading to New South Wales. And I would imagine you'd be looking forward to a year or so time when we put this COVID world behind us. But can you understand, Pike? It's like me having a chat to my mate. And I don't know, we'll have a coffee Monday. But this is a difficult interview in a way for me as well. Because it's been tough on you, and people really want to know why you're not getting vaccinated, and if you understand the reasons why people are getting vaccinated and why we need to do it.
I've had those conversations with other people as well, and it's not the first time I've heard it. I do try to be open-minded, hear all sides of the argument. But at the end of the day, I've got a little thing in my head called a brain, and I try to use it for me. That's all I can do.
Yeah, and people are going to agree and disagree, and people have different beliefs in life, and and that's the way that the world works. Well, Pikey, thanks for coming on, mate, and having a chat to us. Maybe when Mr. Peters brings one of his horses, because he's sending a lot of horses now to Danny O'Brien. Who do you think the best horse Bob Peters has got at the moment? If you had one ride, you say, William, you can ride one of these horses in the eastern states when they come to Sydney. Which horse would you like to?
Oh, aside from Western Empire, I think if Showmanship can come back from his... I think he had a bit of an injury. That's why he ended up out. But if he can come back from his injury, he's probably the horse I was most excited about.
Yep, Showmanship. And I think he's with Danny O'Brien now. I think he's making his way back anyway. And Western Empire, how good is he, William?
Yeah, he's very good, of course. I wish I had given him a better steer at his last one, but I didn't. That doesn't take away from the fact that he's a very promising horse. And, hopefully, fingers crossed, he can progress through and have a very good spring carnival.
Well, Pikey, we wish you the best of luck, mate. A lot of SMSs coming through, sending their love to you as well, Pikey. So I wish you the best of luck, and especially over there in Sydney. It is going to be fascinating to see you ride. It'd be a little bit different watching you ride at Randwick on a Saturday afternoon, because what are we going to do now in that last race at Ascot, Pikey?
I suppose that it's going to unfold. I'll be lucky if I have a ride in the last now.
No, I'm pretty sure you'll do okay. Who do you think will take over from W. Pike in the West?
Oh, there's two obvious picks, of course. It's Chris Parnham and Clint Johnson Porter. I suppose whichever one of those two gets managed best from this point on probably takes the mantle. Which one of those two is able to apply themselves to more stables will probably be the key. I think they ride as good as each other, and I think it's just a matter of which one can ride for everybody and avoid those. We hit purple patches and ups and downs. The one that has the least amount of downs will come out on top.
All right, Pikey, thanks for your time, mate. I know you need to get back to your cows at the moment. and we'll catch up down the track, but I appreciate you joining us here on RSN Central and telling your side of the story a little bit anyway about why you're doing this and why you're going to Sydney. But you're a superstar of the sport, and the sport needs you competing, and it's great to see that you'll continue on your career across there in New South Wales.
Thanks very much, mate. Here we go.